It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. We have 21 ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. It's anyone's guess exactly when we're going to see these ships because the weather, as you may have guessed, is kind of an issue right now. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. I'll get to the marine weather forecast later on because that's part of what I want to talk with you about today, about the weather, the tides, and the combination of events that are just causing some really difficult and dangerous conditions out there that I want you to know about. We've got five inbounders. They are hoping to come into the river. They're all on weather-permitting status right now because the seas are expected to reach over 20 feet later. You'll hear that when I talk about the marine weather forecast. And so there could be some ships circling off the mouth of the river today, waiting the opportunity to come in when the weather calms down. So a fun thing to do is go to marinetraffic.com and click your way to the mouth of the Columbia River, and you can see those ships out there. They will slow way down to just going just a couple of knots in speed, and they will just slowly circle around out there and wait their turn. That's what they do to avoid, actually to avoid damage to their ships from the big waves, which are can be quite damaging. So they're just going to be motoring around out there waiting their turn, pretty uncomfortable conditions to be out in. In our Astoria anchorage, we have four ships that are waiting to head upriver. In our outbounders, we've got a dozen ships. They're all on estimated departure. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen there. As I've mentioned before, but it's worth mentioning again, that when upriver ships are put on estimated departure, it means that they expect that by the time they get down to the mouth of the river, the weather will be too bad for them to cross. It just becomes really, really dangerous and very hard to control ships in that area right at the mouth of the river when conditions are bad. So the safest approach, which the bar pilots take and the river pilots take, is to just be cautious and say, if we expect it to be too dangerous for them, we're not going to allow a fully loaded ship to head downriver. You can't just turn them around and bring them back upriver. It's too dangerous to do that because of all the mass and weight and momentum involved. So there's an awful lot of planning that goes on in the piloting community and in the shipping community when weather like this, with the very high seas and dangerous winds, are happening off the mouth of the river and out in the ocean as well. And today I want to talk with you about the weather. You may have seen, as I have, on Facebook and elsewhere, the photos of sneaker waves rushing up the beach far above where they normally would, roiling around the foundations of hotels and flooding places that are normally dry. We've got what you might call something of a perfect storm situation right now here, something that happens in the winter, and that's part of the reason why we are seeing such dramatic behavior from the ocean. It's the combination of naturally high astronomical tides, king tides, we talked about those before, and our wintry, stormy weather that's causing some dangerous conditions that you need to know about, since we are a community of people who love our weather and like to go out in it. Be careful and mindful over the next few days. All of our experts are warning us to take care. The National Weather Service in Portland has issued watches, and meteorologist Gordon McCraw is giving us the heads up about potential flooding. They don't do this because they're overly cautious. They do it because the risk is real, and bad things are quite likely to happen to you if you are in an area where dangerous conditions exist. Here's the info I have, and I'd like to share it with you. Please take it seriously. Our marine weather forecast for today calls for southwest winds gusting to 30 knots, gusting for even further to 40 knots later in the day, combined seas of 23 feet, with a dominant period between wave crests of about 19 seconds. I took a look at the marine weather chart for our part of the Pacific Ocean. We have gale conditions near shore the next few days, but hurricane force winds offshore in the ocean. Ships that are able to come into the Columbia River today will be very grateful to be here. Last night, the Columbia River bar was on yellow status. If it goes to red, which is likely with 23-foot seas, ships out in the ocean will have to wait. Seas of 23 feet really mean about 30-foot breakers or higher on the beach. High tides this week are about 10 feet. That's high. The high tides are caused by our annual King Tide event that happens in early January every year, and that causes unusually high tides. On ocean beaches in our area, high tide will be happening around noon today. Stay away from the beach then. You stand a good chance of getting ambushed by incoming sneaker waves. Meteorologist Gordon McCraw is warning about possible flooding. Here's what he has to say about that from a bulletin he issued yesterday. How will the rivers do, Gordon says? Well, there are a lot of rivers forecast to reach flood or bank full over the next 24 to 48 hours, including some in Tillamook County. For now, and this could change, but for now, the Nehalem River is forecast to reach minor flood stage early Wednesday morning. The Wilson and Trask Rivers are forecast to be in action stage, up close to bank full. About beaches, at high tide around noon today, Gordon says, I would classify the danger as extremely high. The tidal flooding will also affect all the usual areas, like in Nehalem, west of Tillamook along the Tillamook River, and down in Pacific City along the Nestucca River. There are other areas along Highway 101 that may be affected, like in Nehalem near H Street, in the North Main area near Hadley Road, and even up in Seaside in their usual spots. So drivers through Seaside tomorrow around noon should expect the usual places to flood, Bierman Creek on south of town for one on Highway 101. More info from the National Weather Service. They have issued a flood watch through Wednesday morning. For people living in areas prone to flooding, you should be prepared to take action should that flooding develop. Landslides and debris flows are possible during this flood event. People, structures, and roads located below steep slopes, in canyons, and near the mouths of canyons may be at serious risk from rapidly moving landslides. 5 to 10 inches of rain is expected across the higher terrain, with about 3 inches for interior valleys. The rain will be heavy at times, and there could be locally higher rain totals. Excessive rainfall could lead to river flooding, as we've talked about that, and those landslides and debris flows, especially in burned areas, in areas that last year suffered from wildfire activity. And those areas are at very high risk for landslides. The National Weather Service also says this. Highest tidal overflow is expected on Tuesday, that's today, with total tides 1.5 feet above ground level. Total tides up to 1 foot above ground level are expected Wednesday. In southwest Washington, similar conditions in the past have resulted in minor flooding in Raymond on Highway 101 near South Bend, with minor erosion of Highway 105 near North Cove. Some additional local info, water has covered parts of Fraser Road, Miami Foley Road at milepost 1, and the intersection near Alderbrook and Posetti Road. This is in Tillamook County. There's also been flooding in the town of Rockaway Beach on the central Oregon coast. Similar conditions in the past have resulted in flooding on Highway 126 near Florence and the Cushman milepost 3, with some minor flooding on Highway 34 along the Alsea River. And there's been minor erosion on Highway 101 between Lincoln Beach and Depot Bay. So all of these, I'm just giving you all this information to give you the big picture that we are in a weather event right now, and you need to be careful of a lot of rain, be careful of landslide potential, be careful of high tides on the beach, be careful for sneaker waves. So do all you can to stay safe. And by the end of the week, the tides at least will be back to normal. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe day.